I'm Sorry. Tell us about that.
I'm Sorry was the last song that we recorded. And, again, we took a look at Eric Dawkins, who did a lot of the vocal production on the record. We took a look at, he asked me, well, what do you want to talk about? We took a look at what we had already addressed and what we talked about. And he said, well, what do you want to talk about? And, we considered all the things that we had already, addressed, we both said that we don't have anything on the record that's, you know, really like saying I'm sorry or dealing with forgiveness. And I think the unique thing about that song is that we're actually saying God forgives me, but will you? And I think the unique thing about that is that it puts the responsibility back on us as believers. There are tons of songs that, you know, saying I'm sorry and I apologize and things like that. But when you apologize, you know, you can kind of say when your kids get into little tiffs or little arguments or whatever, you tell them, now go apologize. That wasn't nice. Go apologize. And they say the words, and it doesn't always mean that we're really sorry. But this song deals with the person asking for forgiveness and clearing it with God, approaching God, you know, confess your sins to God, and he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. But then we ask the question, God forgives me, but will you? And I think it's just a really different way of causing us as believers to realize that we do have a responsibility in the area of forgiveness. And it's one of my favorite songs on the record.
Our guest is Jason Champion. Jason, there's another song that jumped out at me. See More of Him.
Sure.
Tell us about it.
You mean Reflections, track number 7?
Yeah, I think that's it. Uh-huh.
Track number 7, yeah. Reflections is the title cut, and it was written by Gerald Haddon and his wife, Tammy Haddon, who is the brother to Dietrich Haddon, who I have known for years and have a great friendship with and actually have done some touring and stuff with. But I asked him if he had any material, and he sent me about 5 songs. And this particular song, Reflections, as soon as I heard it, it grabbed me to the at the core of who I am, and that doesn't always happen to me. I like good movies and good, you know, like good quotes from theologians and from intellectual people. As much as I'm involved in music, you would think that music does that to me, but it's really music, it's really movies and intellectual types of things that grab me like that. But this song, I believe, was tailor-made. He wrote this for me and didn't know it, because it deals with just about every aspect of my life, from birth up until now, and it is absolutely my favorite song. And the reason it is my favorite song is because I grew up dealing with insecurity. I think all of us have been acquainted with it at some time or another. But I found myself being able to find deliverance through the words of this song, and it simply says, I may not sing as well as most of my friends can. I may not play as well as some of them can, but would that make me a better man, better than who I am? Would you want to shake my hand? Would you want to be a fan? There's no lights with my name. There's no stars on walks of fame. There's no crowds screaming more. No one asking for encores. When I look in the mirror, here's what I see. I see my Savior looking at me. When I look in the mirror, I don't see me. I see my purpose. I see destiny. That verse alone and that chorus sums up me as a person, as a man, as a human being, because we often try to compare ourselves to other people. And when we feel like we don't measure up or we're not good enough in comparison to people, or people we see on TV, people that may be tangible in our own community, you know, we deal with depression and insecurities and inadequacies, when in reality, whatever God gave us, whatever the gifting is, whether it be preaching, whether it be singing, whether it be writing books or being a Sunday school teacher, whatever it is, if God called you, he called you, and he understood at the beginning exactly what your capabilities are. And so it frees me up to be who I am and to stop focusing on what I don't have or what I can't do, and focus in on the fact that God called me, and that has to be good enough.
Let's talk about Dr. Ian Smith's, I believe it's the 50 million pound challenge.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, my father, when I was 19 years old, on my 19th birthday, May 1st, 1992, I had just graduated from high school a year before that, and we were in the house, and my father was morbidly obese. He weighed about 800, 900 pounds, and it was something that he dealt with all his life. Food was his relief. It was his refuge. Food was his refuge because he had a father who was abusive to him verbally. And it was just not a very good situation. He didn't encourage him. He wanted him. My grandfather was an athletic man, and he wanted my father to be that way. And because my father wasn't, he didn't know how to celebrate the gift that God had put in him. And so my father turned to food as his refuge and his comfort. So I saw my father, you know, basically eat himself to an early grave. And it had always been something that was at the forefront of my mind. But, you know, like so many other challenges, it's hard to address them. And I was watching the news one night, and I saw where this heavy guy, he was an obese gentleman, he kind of sent out an email in the dark blind to this trainer. Never met the man, didn't know the man, but just basically said, can you help me? Here's my story. I'm at my wit's end. Can you help me? Not only did the trainer help him, and not only did he lose about 200 pounds, but the trainer helped him for free, and they became like best friends. And he has a whole new life now. And so I always kept that in my mind, and I would pray silently in the chambers of my heart, the secret places of my heart, and ask God, Lord, you know that I'm not overweight because I'm a glutton, but because I have these bad habits, you know, I eat the wrong food, and then because I'm traveling, I eat at the wrong times of night. God, if you would, you know, be so gracious to send me something like that that could help me. And shortly after I got the deal and did the record, my publicist, JoJo Pata, who I love dearly, who is just an angel as far as I'm concerned, she's out of New York, she submitted my story to Ebony. And Dr. Ian and Ebony and everybody at State Farm was very intrigued with the story that I just told you. And they called me and said, why do you want to do this? And I said, because I have a life that I want to live, because I have a family that I want to give to, and ultimately because I want to be effective in this thing called ministry. I don't want this weight to hinder me like it hindered my father and ultimately come and killed him. I don't want to be 39 looking over my shoulder waiting for the angel of death to come get me just like it got him. And incidentally, I'd like to parenthetically just state that all sons at one time or another, if you are a man, if you are somebody's son, you will always have to confront, you will at some point in your life have to confront the giant that your father was unable to kill or unable to destroy. He is going to come for us as sons. And so we have to gird ourselves and be ready. I don't care if your father dabbled in alcoholism, promiscuity, you know, women, womanizing, whatever it was, that giant will come to visit you. And so I said, God, I don't want to look over my shoulder at 39. I'm 35 now. And God sent Dr. Ian and Ebony Magazine, and it's been a blessing for the last 7 weeks. I'm down about 20 pounds. I work out every day. I walk every day, and I play racquetball, and my wife and I are eating so much better. Last week, I didn't eat as good as I should have. It was the holiday weekend, and I kind of cheated a little bit, but I can tell in my clothes, and I just feel better, and I have a different approach and a different outlook on things. And so it's been a blessing, and I ask all the people who are listening to please, you know, submit my name in prayer, because it's something that I want to do, something that I'm going to do, and something that I know God has called me to do. And they're going to follow me for the next 6 months. I'm in this issue of Ebony with Serena Williams on the cover. I believe it's the July issue. I'm going to be in the October issue. And then again in January, I'm going to be in that issue. So I just ask for all of you all who, you know, just pray and ask God to continue to walk with me and be with me.
Where can you pick up the album?
Well, you can pick up the album at any Best Buy, any Walmart, and any FYE, Frank Yodel Edgar, FYE record store. And if you can't find it at any of those places, you can pick it up online anywhere, Target.com, Walmart.com, Best Buy, Amazon.com, anywhere online. And you can also, you know, just to keep up with me and to see what's going on, I do a blog weekly or biweekly on my MySpace page, and it's called What's On Your Mind. And basically what I ask my readers to do is write in a list of topics that maybe they're interested in talking about that maybe, you know, they don't get, it doesn't get addressed in the church, or something that they want to talk about that they just don't have an outlet for. I weigh in. I pick a topic each week or every other week, and I talk about it. And it's been a really effective tool these last couple of weeks. It's been really good. So they can visit me there on the MySpace page at www.myspace.com, and that's /officialJasonChampion, OFFICIAL, Jason Champion.
Well, Jason, we thank you. It has been a pleasure. It has definitely been enjoyable, and we wish you nothing but success in your project, your album success. We just wish you nothing but the best. It has been a pleasure.
I appreciate you, HJ. It's not, I don't take for granted that anybody wants to hear my story or listen to my music, and for anybody who has the heart and the, fortitude to invite me to do anything or to say anything, I owe you my thanks. I appreciate you for letting God touch your heart and invite me to be a part of your show.
Well, thank you, Jason. Our guest, Jason Champion. The new project is called Reflection. The song you hear on our station all the time, always. It's Jason Champion on Star 94.1.